in honor of National Crayon Day. Yes, that's a thing. It took place on Friday. Today we're adding some extra color to this week's puzzle. Joining me as always is Will Shortz. He's the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master. Will, good morning.
Good morning, Lulu.
But wait. There's more. Starting this month, our puzzle challenge winners will be joined by a special guest. And this week, it is Peter Sagal. Hello.
Hello. And may I congratulate you on the use of that crayon thing as an excuse to have me on. Whatever works.
We're always looking for great material for our puzzle. I heard you wanted to say something to Will.
Yeah. Basically, I'm terrified. Because I, like every other, listener, have been doing this easily in the comfort of my kitchen, mocking the inability of these listeners you find to answer these simple questions on air when my genius provides answers instantly. But now that I'm actually having to do it live and on the air, I'm terrified. My brain is not working.
Yeah, you've switched from the hot seat. You're usually the one asking the questions on Wait, Don't Tell Me. And now you are the one
that is going
to have to answer them. So, Will, remind us of last week's challenge.
Yeah, it came from listener Mike Stamen of Odenton, Maryland. I said, name two things found in a kitchen, one starting with G, the other with K. And I said, if you have the right ones, you can rearrange the letters to name two other things, one of them found in the kitchen starting with F, and the other one probably found elsewhere in the house starting with K. What are they? And the answer is griddle and knife. You can rearrange those letters to get fridge and Kindle.
We got nearly 1,000 responses, and our winner is Chris Sandine from Brooklyn, New York. Congratulations, Chris.
Thank you very much.
So how'd you figure it out?
I was sitting there doing the dishes on Sunday morning with my wife, and we figured it out together.
So, are you a fan of Wait, Don't Tell Me as well as the puzzle, just to boost Peter's ego right before he has to
Yes.
go on here and play?
No, on Sundays we have NPR on most of the day, so in the kitchen.
Well, I hope you don't ask your wife for help with our questions, because we don't allow that.
All right, Peter and Chris, are you ready to play the puzzle?
So Chris and I are partners here.
Yes, you are. You are partners.
All
you
right.
either stand or fall together.
Oh, gosh. Chris, you are the wind beneath my wings.
All right, take it away.
All right, this is actually a good multi-person puzzle. And I brought a game of categories based on the word April. For each category I give, name something in it starting with each of the letters A, P, R, I, and L. For example, if the category were chemical elements, you might say argon, platinum, radium, iron, and lead. Any answer that works is okay, and you can give the answers in any order.
Okay.
Here's your first category. Five-letter girls' names.
Five-letter girls' names. All right. Let's see.
April.
Five-letter. I was going to say.
April. Good.
let's see.
India.
India. Okay. Irene works. Okay. R and L.
Laura for L.
Laura is a good L. All you need is an R.
Rihanna.
I got one.
That.
How about Rebel?
Rebel.
It's a girl's name.
Rihanna.
There's a.
It is.
Is Rihanna spelled in five letters, O? The singer would be seven.
R-H-I-A-N-N-A-H, yep.
You're not going to give me Rebel in for the Australian movie actress?
Well, if you say so, I'd go with Renee, Rhoda, Robin, and Rosie all work. Okay,
Rosie.
Here's your next
my
category.
My own daughter is named Rosie, and I didn't think of it. Oh, my gosh. Okay.
How about terms in geometry?
Logarithm?
Axes?
I don't think logarithm works, but axis will work.
Parallel.
Parallelogram, that's good. Uh-huh. A plane, uh-huh. R.
Radius.
Radius. Rectangle works. How about an I?
I. Isthmus. No, that's
I.
geography. You work on I, I'll work on L.
geometry.
Geometry. I'm thinking angles, cosines, sines. So logarithm.
Peter,
doesn't...
you're not, you're here as the talent.
I use that term
you run
loosely.
You run a quiz show. Come on.
I know, but this is hard. I really feel like Ebenezer Scrooge. I'm going through this transformation where I learn how much more sympathy I need to have for my fellow humans here.
For an I, think of triangle.
Triangle.
Isosceles.
Isosceles works, and all you need is an L. There's only one that I know of, but it's a very basic one in geometry.
Line.
Line is it. Good.
Good.
And here's your last category. Words ending in X.
Axe, A-X for A.
Yes. Yeah.
Parallax.
Parallax, that's good.
Relax for R.
Relax, uh-huh.
Lynx for L.
Ibex for I.
Index and Ibex work. All you need is an L.
Lynx.
Lax.
And Lynx and Lax both work.
Hey, I really like that you guys both got the answers, but they were different. This is it shows that this is an honest process with no collusion whatsoever. Chris, you did a great job for playing our puzzle today. You'll get a weekend edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. What member station do you listen to?
WNYC in New York City.
Chris Sandin from Brooklyn, New York, thank you for playing the puzzle.
Thank you.
And Peter, I hope you didn't feel too much out of your element, as this is a politics-free zone.
I really, I'm completely at sea. I'm going to go rethink my entire life. How, you know, I'm just thinking about the pressure I put people under asking them silly questions on the radio.
All right, Will. What's the challenge for next week?
Yes, it comes from listener David Edelheit of Oyster Bay, New York. Think of four-letter proper names that are all anagrams of each other. Two of them are first names, one male and one female. And the other two are well-known geographical names. What are they? So again, four-letter proper names that are all anagrams of each other. Two of them are first names, one male, one female, and the other two are well-known geographical names. What names are they?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Just one entry per person, and our deadline for entries is Thursday, April 6th at 3 p.m. So include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call, and you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz, and our special guest of the week, Will and Peter. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Lulu.